Okay, Terry, now when you take your bike trips, when you bicycle across America or down the West Coast, what is a typical day? Like, how would you start your day and how would you finish your day on the bicycle?
Well, a typical day, I'm camping usually. So I usually get up at or near sunrise. Sometimes I get up slightly before sunrise, and I have to pack up all of my camping gear, stuff the sleeping bag in a stuff sack, and roll up my air mattress, pack up the tent, and then eat breakfast, and then I usually try and, do the daily essentials and then hit the road. I'm usually try to be on the road somewhere around 7:30 in the morning, depending on when the sun comes up. But I like to go cycling early in the morning because it's cooler and there's you tend to see more wildlife, and I just think it's a nicer time of day, especially if you when you're riding in the summer, it tends to get warmer as the day goes on. So, and then I usually try and find a campground sometime in the afternoon, and then the process starts again, setting up camp, setting up my tent, and whatnot. And during the day, I'm usually cycling for 5 to 6 hours a day, and then taking 2 or 3 hours off various breaks and eating lunch and whatnot. And then usually in the afternoon, I stop and buy some food that I can cook so I can cook dinner in camp and have breakfast the next morning.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So, you just pay for everything with a credit card, or you bring cash, or?
All both, especially in the United States, with debit cards, you can get cash back when you're buying food at a grocery store. So it's always nice to have cash to pay for incidentals and go.
Well, that's interesting. You were saying that you see wildlife. What wildlife would you see?
Oh, on this trip, as an example, elk and deer and raccoons and possums and turtles and snakes and all kinds of wildlife.
Have you ever almost hit an animal?
I don't think I've ever come close to hitting an animal, no.
Well, speaking of being hit, have you had any close calls with cars?
Well, that's kind of, I think, goes with the territory, so to speak. I've never come close to getting hit, but I certainly feel like on occasion I've had vehicles come closer to me than I wanted them to come close. And the kind of the real bugaboo for cyclists is logging trucks and back east coal trucks. They can be really terrifying when they're going by and you're cycling down the road.
I bet. Wow. Okay, thanks, Terry.